Okay, this week's learning is sponsored anonymously, so to whoever that is, thank you. I'll be honest with you, I asked my wife, and she gets another shout-out in the Pirkei Avos shir, if it's okay for me to skip around in Pirkei Avos, because there's some Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos that the Machshava is there, and some of you have to dig a little deeper. So, we're going to skip a little bit, I hope that's okay with everyone, and actually, we're going to skip to a topic that's very much going to be Chanukah related. We're going to talk a little bit about Aaron HaKohen in this Perek Aleph Mishnah Yubeis, and then we're going to hopefully can have the second part of this year. We're going to talk a little bit about Chanukah as we head in to Erev Yontif, Erev Chanukah. Here we go, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yubeis. Hillel v'Shammai kibben lehem. We're on page number 2. Hillel and Shammai accepted. They brought down from Shmaya and Neftalion. Hillel Omer, Heve mitalmidav shar Aaron. A person should be a student of Aaron. Ohev shalom, varoidev shalom. He loved peace. He pursued peace. Ohev sabrios, umekarvan latayr. And he loved people, and he brought them closer to Torah. Rashi says, we look at page 2 by the brackets. Rashi says, what does it mean to be a student of Aaron? It means that you should learn from him. Shaya have a lam in me Aaron. Shaya ohev shalom. He loved peace. Brisi ha'isa yitu chav shalom. And he says, we're going to just say it very quickly, because I gave you guys a lot of mekoros today, Baruch Hashem. So we got to move. We're just going to say it outside. We know famously that Aaron HaKohen, when he saw two people fighting, especially a husband and wife, what did he do? He went over to one side and he said, you know, Devora, there's some extra makoros going around over here. There definitely should be. Here we go, right here. He said, well, let's say there's a guy named Avram and a woman named Sarah. He went over to Avram and said, Avram, you know, Sarah feels really bad. And then he went over to Sarah and said, you know, really, Avram, Sarah feels really bad. He played peacemaker. You know, he was the one who loved peace so much, and that's why Rav Baruch of Mezhbish says, "I didn't give you this." Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, I think it was just his yard site. He said he was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He said an amazing thing. He says that if you look on page 3, Rashi quotes the pasuk on the left paragraph. It says, "Vayivku es Aaron shlosh yomim kol beis Yisrael." They cried for Aaron for 30 days. Whereby Moshe, it just says, Vayivka b'nei Yisrael is Moshe. So why Dafka by Aaron? So Rashi really over there brings down why Aaron was very much, he was the peacemaker and everyone felt so close to him. But Baruch Meshber says, what does it mean that in the Pasuk that he was gathered onto his people? I didn't give you the Pasuk, but the Pasuk says that he was gathered onto his people. It means that when he died, his kochos and his midos, his traits of love and of pursuing peace, of loving people, that actually was spread out to all of Klal Yisrael. So it means that he was gathered onto his people. It was actually given over to Bnei Yisrael. Parenthetically, it's also brought down. I forgot the name of the sefer. I think it might be a medrash who says that when Aaron HaKohen passed away, there were 12,000 boys who were named Aaron, Dafka Aaron, because those are the 12,000 couples that Aaron HaKohen made sure. Through his, Shalom Bayis skills, you know, through his John Gottman, whatever that great tzaddik that Rabbi Goldberg loves, he has supposedly his great stuff. I've read some of it. Excellent stuff. He tapped into that, and in a way of Akaras Hatov to Aaron, they got back together, and they were all zochet to have sons, and they had they show appreciation to Aaron. They named he was like kind of the godfather, so to speak, not to use that language, but everyone I think gets the message. So there's three more points that I just want to say on this, and then we're going to get to Chanukah. So told us Yaakov Yosef, and really the Chazon Ish really say the same thing. It says if you look at the lashon Ov Zabrios Umekarvan the Torah, there's an extra letter there. You should really just say Ov Zabrios Mekarvan the Torah. What's this Vav Umekarvan? When you love people, it brings them closer to Torah. It's a Vav Achibur. What's going on here? I didn't do so well in my Hebrew 1205 in NYU. I took a semester off for the Hebrew language. Then I went back and I still didn't do so great. But Vav HaChibur, I think everyone knows. What's the extra Vav doing there? Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He says, the more you love people, the more you show an interest in someone's life, that brings them closer to Torah. Always the Brios. You know how Aaron HaKohen is so good? Because he showed an interest, a genuine interest. Not just saying, oh, your grandkids are very nice. When can we go? A real interest, a real care, a real sincerity, a real feeling. And that actually brought them closer to Torah. And the Chazon Ish basically says the same type of thing. When a person's in Kiev, everyone always asks the main thing, what do I do in Kiev? What do I do in Kiev? The number one thing, I'm not involved in Kiev. I'm a Rebbe, it's basically the same message. You show an interest to a kid's life, You show a kid's interest to a kid's personal interests, that, and then you come into the classroom, it's a different kid. The kid is on fire. And the kids that aren't so interested in the learning, that it's a sign for me that I have to build my relationship outside of the classroom. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosin says, Chazon Ish, it's not an extra thing, there's no extra letter there. All of his everybody's umekarv of the Torah. How did he bring them closer to the Torah? Dafka through the love, dafka through the care. And Avodas Yisrael says something very interesting. He, on page number 4, he says that the Oiv Shalom doesn't refer to personal to people. He says the Oiv Shalom, what does Shalom refer to? Hainu she'osa Shalom ben Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim. It's not that he just made, right? The Pashup shot is that he made peace amongst people. But you know what he also made peace? He made peace amongst people and Hashem, which is a deeper type of shalom. You know, shalom, when we usually think of the word shalom, we think of an interpersonal type of thing. We think of there was this fight, there was this, there was that, this guy voted this way, this guy voted that way. But it says Avodah Yisrael, the Kushan Tzur Magid, says, you know what he made shalom? He made shalom between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What does that mean he made shalom between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael? So look at page 5. The Rabbi Brand's favorite sefer, or one of his favorite sefarim, the Me'marim, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, one of the Tamidei, probably the Taman Mufak of Rav Kook, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, he writes an amazing thing. He says that you want to know how Aaron was able to bring this love to people and also bring shalom to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says it's really all one and the same. He says that at the end of the day, when a person feels loved from a Rebbe, from a parent, from a teacher, from whoever, from a friend, that actually you're also bringing them to love the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're bringing them to love the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. What does the Rambam say? That you get others to love Hashem too. That's what the Rambam says. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem, we're getting a little halachic here, is to get others to love God. It's to get others to love Hashem. So the Rav Me'marim says that Aaron HaKohen's trait was not only that he was able to bring shalom amongst people, he was also able to show people how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves them too. How much their Ribono Shel cares about them too. And that actually, when it goes hand in hand, that's why we say in Ava Rabba, we say, how much Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And then in a few paragraphs later, we talk, but we have to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very easy to love someone once you know they love you back first, right? Right, especially when you get in a fight with someone, especially with your wife or any type of close relationship. When one side says sorry first, it's much easier than to say sorry the second time. But you know Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you, then it's much easier to love him back. So we'll just review these 5 points, and then we're going to get to the Chanukah connection. The Rashi says we have to remember to be a student of Aaron. What he did, he really went out of his way to bring peace amongst people. So much so that 12,000 people, the Medrash says, that 12,000 couples that he brought back together named their children Aaron. Or Baruch HaMedrash says that when he was gathered onto his people at Kol Beis Yisrael, that his midos actually were inculcated, were brought into the Jewish people's lives, into their own personal growth. Told the Yaakov Yosef, the Chazon Ish really say the same thing. All of his abyss from the carve in the Torah, there's no extra above there. When you love people, when you show an interest in their lives, you show care and concern. When you see something, you know, at the end of the day, someone doesn't show up to a Monday Kola and you text them, you see, just to make sure everything's okay, and you hear that, oh, they just went up to New York, but then they feel bad because there's a lot of snow there. At the end of the day, they got that text message and they say, hey, well, that guy really cares. The Avodas Yisrael says something much deeper. He says that, what does it mean to have shalom? The shalom to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Me'marim explains that what does it mean to have shalom to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That you show the Jewish people how much really the Ribono Shel Olam loves them as well. Moving on to the second part, Chanukah, which is really, we're going to end off with Aaron HaKohen as well. Aaron HaKohen obviously he was Shalchah Migoldo Shalem. He was the one who lit the Chanukah candles. He represents, I guess, you know, what the menorah really is all about. Before we get there, 3 questions. We know that the Chazal tells us, if you look at page 6, in the top paragraph, in the Halekach V'alibuv, that's where this is Avram Shor Sefer on Bracious and Simchanukah, Tavshin Ayin Alf. He quotes in the top paragraph that the Medrash tells us that Choshech Zu Yavon. We know that the Pasuk says in Bracious that darkness refers to Yavon. And what did Yavon do? What did the Greeks try to do? Shechshicha Einem Shal Yisrael. They tried to darken our eyes. V'amru Lahem, and they said to them, Kisu Lachem Al Karen Ashor, you should write on the horn of your ox, your calves, whatever, everywhere you want to explain the word shore, she'ein lahem chelek be'elokei Yisrael, that you have no connection to Hashem's nation. Zero connection. Ask the Maharal, what's going on over here? Why were they so dafka?
about a shore? Just remember, write it on your bed, write it on your tefillin bag. Why dafka shore? That's question one. Hold off for 1 second. If try not to go to the answer. Question two. If you go to page 8, we're going to go back to 7 in a second. Rambam tells us famously in page 8 from the Gruas Yitzchak, Rav Avram Yitzchak Sorotskin. I got the sefer, I think, over the summer. It's an excellent sefer. So he quotes the Rambam and says that the Greeks are very, very worried about us learning Torah. Kasav shelo hinicho osam asuk b'Torah. They didn't want us learning Torah at all. But then he asked the question, if they didn't want us learning Torah at all, then why do we say in Al Nisam lashkicham Torah secha? It should really say in Al Nisam that they didn't just want to. So what's this forget that they didn't want, they want us to forget our Torah? The Rambam says very clearly they didn't want us to learn Torah. But then lashkicham Torah secha, what's going on here? And third and final, the final question. It's not in your sheets, but I wanted to just focus on what we say. We're going to say the bracha for 8 nights. Meretz Hashem. That you did to our forefathers in this time. What's going on with that? It's a very interesting lashon. So let's go in order. As Yaakov Avinu told his family last week, 2 weeks ago, when Esav comes to come and ask you a million questions, you got to go in order, one at a time. So if we look at page 6, he quotes the Maharal. He says, you want to know why Dafka, they brought up the word shore. They had the Jewish people write shore. That you should write it on your ox or your calf, that you have no portion in the God, in the God of the Jewish people. So what were they trying to do? They're trying to remind the Rabbonu Shalom of the Egel Azav. They're trying to remind them to bring the Kitrik, to bring the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have bad thoughts on the Jewish people. And in that way, the Klal Yisrael will show that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't love you. He wants nothing to do with you. You remember the Egel Azav? Remember the shore? Remember what you did wrong? At the end of the day, that's what they wanted to try to do. And I thought this actually connected very, very much to a vort I saw yesterday in the Parsha. So Yosef has the two prophecies. There'll be 7 years of abundance, of a lot of food, and 7 years of famine. So if we look very closely in the Pesukim on page 7, it says, "V'atichilano sheva shnei hara'av lavo kasher amar Yosef." So right before in Pesukim and Gimel, it says that the 7 years of abundance came, but it doesn't say kasher amar Yosef. The 7 years of famine, then the Torah says kasher amar Yosef. And the old Aryeh Leib Katz wants to understand. He's a Rav in Brooklyn, great, great sefer. He says, why doesn't say kasher amar Yosef by when Yosef predicted that they would have 7 years of abundance? He says, at the end of the day, the kishabayim the dabar klai Yisrael, when the non-Jews talk about the Jewish people, they talk about the state of Israel, what are they going to do? Heim omrim sharah ba'a b'glal Yisrael. They're going to always say that you know what the depression came from the Jews. Oh, the Holocaust came from the Jews. Everything's the Jews' fault. But the things that Klal Yisrael does, the things that Eretz Yisrael does, the ways that they bring to the whole world, all the great science, the technology, and the scientific, everything that the state of Israel, you don't see that anywhere. That's not on CNN. Aval Sadvarim Tovrim, Lo Yomu Shabbat B'Klal Yisrael. They'll never say they're the Jewish people. They'll never say that. I'm sorry to get all political. I apologize. Just at the end of the day, it's in Yonah Dioma. You don't have to go to Fox News or CNN. It's in the Parsha. Kasher Yom Yosef, the Torah specifically doesn't say Kasher Yom Yosef when Yosef predicted that they would have 7 years of abundance, and only said it specifically when the Dafka didn't, when something was wrong. It's very easy to blame the Jews when things go wrong, but it's very hard to thank them when things go right. So that's just a connection to the Maharal's vort, that they want to be Mekatrik on the Jews. Moving on to the Gvuras Yitzchak, page 8. Because we got to roll. Rabbi Shabtai said, I can't go past 5 o'clock. So here we go. It's like going past the bell. It's like the kids are getting antsy. I know that feeling. It's the worst feeling. Says the Gvuras Yitzchak, of course he wanted them to stop learning Torah. But you know what Torah also has? They were learning Torah for thousands of years. Lashkicham Torah Secha means that they wanted them to forget their Torah. Right, if you look at the left paragraph, the Kavanas Gzeirasan, what was their Kavanah behind their Gzeira? Haisa Shinitokan Asam in a Torah, Vahashikha Shinemakan Haya Hasor Bisiduk Mea Torah. It's not such they wanted them to stop learning, they wanted them to forget that all the Torah that they learned, a complete separation, a complete removal, a complete disconnect. What was the word you used? Disengage, a complete disengagement, because what are the Torah? The Torah is one thing that connects us with the Rabbonu Shalom. And at the end of the day, the Torah reminds us who we are, of the great love that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. And that's the one thing that connects us. And finally, the third and final idea, not 9 and 10 are really the end, but just there's two really ideas that I saw. One from the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says, we say, that you did to our forefathers in this time. He says that every year on Chafei Kislev, that means tomorrow night when we go home, the Kedusha, the Oros, the same Oros that they had in the first Hanukkah, back in the day in Eretz Yisrael, it's the same Kedusha. It's still happening nowadays. Still happening, whatever that means. But I saw another an amazing pshat from the Yitav Lev. Rabbinim brought out Yitav Lev from Siget, one of the Satmar Rebbes. You know, at the end of the day, we're BRS. We quote from the Meimorim, we quote from Satmar, we quote from everyone, Baruch Hashem. Says the Yitav Lev, they really didn't deserve the miracle at the end of the day. I never saw this before. But they really didn't deserve the miracle. Why? So then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it? Why did the Rabbonu Shel bring the miracle? He says at the end of the day, he saw that they're going to be Jews in 2017, in Tavshin Ayin Ches, we're going to still be learning Torah on Monday afternoon in the middle of Boker Raton, and at the end of the day, they could be doing a million things. They could be doing a million things, but they're going to say, how? The Jewish people are staying strong in the times of Hanukkah? I'm going to bring this Nes on account of them. Right, this is the opposite answer of the Kiddush Levi. Kiddush Levi says that the great people of the Chashmonaim, they were great. But says the Yitav Levi, you know who are the real soldiers were? It was those Jews in Tavshin Ayin Ches who are still learning Torah. Who are still alive, or still awake, or still... So Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Nes on account of us, on account of the Ikras of the Meshicha, which actually makes us feel good a little bit about ourselves when we do something great. Because at the end of the day, if we do a million things, we're learning Torah, we're staying strong as Jews, that's an amazing thing. If you look at page 9, page 9 is the Sichos Bavaros Hashem. I have a minute and a half over here. The Sichos Bavaros Hashem is a Rav Meislis from Eretz Yisrael, is a great, great sefer. So he writes from Rav Label Eger that there are two ways to wake someone up. You could either call them by their name, or you could turn on the light, right? You know, then you know that Shabbos, you know, when you have that light on in your room and you're looking for that non-Jew in the circle wherever you live, it's like disaster. There's two ways to wake up people. He says, we know the first way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to wake us up is the shofar. That's the shofar, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling us by name. Uri Yisheni Mishinaschem. He quotes the Imre Noam, the Jikover, who says, you want to know what it means to turn on the light in someone's room? That's the menorah. And he says, that's what Rashi says. Bring us back to Aaron HaKohen. L'hagid shvacho shal Aaron shelo shena. What does it mean to tell of Aaron's praise that he didn't change, right? The famous, that he didn't change, that he had the same enthusiasm where he lit the menorah every day. What does it mean, shelo shena? Ki aidei hadlokas haneros, heir Aaron HaKohen, nesheshmosu Yisrael mishnosam. Through Aaron lighting the candles, he woke up the rest of the people. He woke up the Jewish neshamas. And every single one of us, when we light the menorah, we're waking up our own neshama. As the Arizal says, when you put your hand by the wick, you're not just lighting a Chanukah candle to be yotzei yirchi of a mitzvah derabanan. You're lighting the Chanukah candle of your neshama. Ne'er mitzvah Torah, or you're lighting your neshama for the entire year. You're lighting your neshama. So Rosh Hashanah is really the waking up by name. And finally, Chanukah is the or. Just to be able to end off with the tefillah. So it says over here on page 10, you can see at your own time, but it says this is from Rav Shlomo Kalbach in the words of Shlomo Katz. Chanukah is the holiday of Aaron HaKohen, since the Maccabees are the grandchildren of Aaron HaKohen. They are the ones who found the oil in the Holy Temple. They kindled the lights in the Holy Temple. Everything in the story happened in this place, the Holy Temple. What is Aaron HaKohen's real place? What's his address? When you write a letter to Aaron HaKohen, you write a letter to Aaron HaKohen, the care of the Holy of the Holiest. Although it was his place, he only went inside once a year. While he was there, he didn't pray. Why did he ask for forgiveness for then? When he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron HaKohen had a taste of the way Hashem looks at us. When you have a glimpse of this, there is no need to ask for forgiveness. Can you imagine how Hashem looks at us? Can you imagine how He wants us to look at each other? Mamish, with the reflection of the light of Chanukah candles. So the midah of Aaron HaKohen is to show us the love that we have to have amongst each other, and it's also the love to see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that's really the vote of Chanukah. That the vote of Chanukah, the Maharal says that the Yevanim wanted us to forget who we are. That's why they wrote on our short, to remember, forgot to be Egel Azov. Look at all the bad things that we did. We have to remember, no, like the Yitav Lev said, it's on account of us, we had that miracle happen. And finally, and that's what the Gevurah Yitzchak said, Lashkicham Torah Secha. They want us to forget our amazing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we fight back with our Torah, we fight back with our love to each other, and obviously with our love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Freilich HaChanukah, and a good Gemar Chasima Tova, as all the Chasidus Shasvarim say, Chanukah is the end of the Chasima for the year, a good Geben Shir for us and all of our families, Bez Hashem.